In what churches or other religious organization have you participated?
So I moved here in 2000 and in South Overland Park. So I was very close in the development of Islamic Center of Johnson County in South Overland Park. I have watched other mosques grow up themselves throughout my life. That include the Islamic Society of Greater Kansas City in Missouri, and also the Islamic Center of Kansas.
Can you tell us anything about the funding and early days of the organization, the founding of the organization?
So when I first arrived in the U.S., I was basically a baby. At that time, the only mosque around was the Islamic Society of Greater Kansas City. So we would drive, my family would drive there about every day to go pray, at least once. And it was about a 20-minute drive at the time. So we would go from South Overland Park by the Sprint campus, and we would go 435, pray, until around 2002 or 2003, where the Tomahawk Community Center in Overland Park, in which we rented out a whole room area space, in which we made a prayer gathering happen. So there was about three rooms, one for men's, another room that can have the divider open for women, and then third room for a classroom. And it would be a whole section in Tomahawk where we would just go. You had to enter through one door, which would lead to a whole, like a lobby area that connected to three rooms. So that was the setup of Tomahawk for a couple of years until the Islamic Center of Johnson County was bought out. It became an organization in March of 2000 and wasn't officially open until 2003 or 2004, I believe so. All these dates can be are not exact, so they're variants. So if you have questions about more specific dates, you can contact me. But yeah, so the Islamic Center of Johnson County was bought out around 2003-2004. It used to be actually a house. So right off the back, we had to make some constructional improvements to the house to accommodate worshippers. So right off the back, we could see that the garage of the house was transformed into a ablution area where people can go and make wudu. Then we can see that the front entrance would lead us to the top level, and the back entrance would lead us to the bottom level. But then there was a side entrance that would only was basically in the middle, but was connected to the top level. So what improvements right off the back the mosque board decided to make was the middle entrance. They also made a new staircase that would lead to the bottom floor to accommodate for the men. So the men would take off all of the bottom floor, and then the top floor, a section of it was for ladies, and then there are smaller rooms like the master bedrooms, and then the personal bedroom, which were transformed into classrooms, and those would serve as your housing for Sunday school kids, and then more of your activities day to day, and also the men's area downstairs was used for Sunday school. So, and that had been the Islamic Center of Johnson County's platform for about, I would say, 10 to 13 years until they started to look to expand. One big principle that came out was they did not want to take out a loan. So the recruitment of money with an abstract project was probably the hardest thing they had to do because it was just an idea. And I remember there were people like, hey, this might never get done. Why should we be investing in something that's not concrete or something that you can present to us? Again, that comes from the principle of, hey, we didn't want to take out a loan. If we took out a loan, there might be interest, and interest is not something that Muslims are recommended not to engage with. We gradually got the funds. So they began to do construction, and with a certain amount of money they've already collected, hoping that they would get the rest by the end of the project. And This land was already bought by the time, like, they had slowly been buying the land, the plots of land around the mosque for about that 10 years. So they already had the land beforehand, before starting construction. And when construction started, we can see that there are a lot of demands. Hey, should we get a dome? Should we be working on how do people enter? How do you interact with what's going on inside the mosque? Is there a Quran memorization program going on? Can we do weddings in the mosque? So the bottom floor was turned actually into a multi-purpose hall, which it has been used for weddings since the new opening of the new mosque.
The which part?
The bottom floor. So that's the basement. So how the new mosque was set up was the basement would be served as multi-purpose hall. Basement was the ground floor. Then you have the first floor, which was all men again. And the second floor, which is considered as also a mezzanine because it overlooks the men's floor with one-sided windows, is for the woman. So total capacity, if we were all to stand side by side and all floors are basically full, could be more than 3,000 people easily. But obviously the fire marshal would not allow that. So it just depends on how much parking spots we have. And I don't know that number right now. So it's way less, according to fire marshal. But yeah, this new building was a big development for the community. But what interesting things came out of the development of this new building was that we were already at max capacity with a small building. And once we got this new building, during that time of construction, I would say we had an influx of people moving towards the mosque. So we are still at a max capacity, speaking in terms of brief comments, that, hey, we are, this little mosque filled up, and in the morning we would have 20 to 30 people show up for the morning prayer, and we have about 5 prayers every day.
Yeah.
But now, in the morning prayers, we have about 100 men show up every single day.
Nice.
And this only happened because the amount of resources the mosque was providing just increased during that time of construction. There were more activities going on. Mm-hmm. And the magnet of people wanting to raise their children near a location where there's religion being practiced and where religion principles are being taught was very significant. Now you can see that also in the time that Islamic Center of Johnson County expanded, Islamic Society of Greater Kansas City and Missouri was also expanding. We can see that in the 15-year span, 20-year span I've been here, they had the. There was already a gravesite they owned, and they had been using that as the only Muslim gravesite in the state of Kansas and Missouri, probably. In like a 100-mile radius, I would say, very easily. So there were Muslims coming from all over to be buried here. Second thing...
is it still there?
Yes, so the gravesite's still there, and it's being used actively today. Second thing the Islamic Society of Greater Kansas City did was make a school, Islamic school. So at first, it was only K through 6th grade, but more recently in the past decade, they opened up a high school, which includes a gym and then classrooms surrounding the gym. And the school has been very successful in the fact that the curriculum that they teach and incorporating Islam. And more recently, they expanded their own mosque itself. So this is more like a